Welcome back to Ozone Live with Jaguars senior writer John Osier. Today our guest is safety Tashawn Gibson. Tashawn is currently fourth in the league in interceptions with four on the season, which seems like a pretty good reason to send him to the Pro Bowl this year. If you want to vote for Tashawn, go over to jaguars.com/Pro Bowl or now recently on Twitter, #ProBowlVote and tag Tashawn @Gibson_duos24, who is now recently back on Twitter. John, take it away.
What about that graphic up there, Tashawn? Did you see it?
Yeah, I like it.
It was you, the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, I like it. It was super cool. I think that it was super dope. I appreciate it.
All right.
Much love.
And back on Twitter as of yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Did I hear that right?
Yes, sir. Just yesterday.
Are you ready to get out there? You ready to roll?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready to get back in the Twitter world, man, and kind of get the ball rolling. It's foreign to me right now, so y'all got to bear with me a little bit. I'm still working out the kinks a little bit.
Now, is it a good thing or a bad thing that you were on Twitter a couple weeks back with the Cleveland fans? Would that have been?
You know, I'm so fortunate that I was still on my Twitter hiatus back then because I don't know, man. I probably would have had to deactivate my account at that point. So I think I came on there right timing, man. Right timing for sure, man. The Browns fans has kind of died down a little bit. They leaving me alone for now, but, you know, hopefully it stay that way.
I got you. Hey, I got to figure on some level you're the happiest guy in the building. You played for the Browns, and they were a struggling team for a long, long time. You get here last year struggling.
Yeah.
You have seen some tough years.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to think you fully appreciate what you guys are doing and what's going on here right now.
100%. I think that I've been a part on the opposite side of this feeling right now that we all around this building is feeling. I've been in there, and it's been all too familiar to me because, you know, I've been on those 3-13 seasons, those 5-11s, and it's tough. It's tough playing football games in December with no purpose and no meaning just besides going out there, giving the fans what they want, and just going out there being competitive because obviously we paid to do a job. But to be in this situation right now, it's a surreal feeling. And, you know, I don't think that there is somebody in this building as excited as me, man, because it's been a long time coming. You come here last year and, you know, one of the main objectives, you know, I said I want to come here and win football games. And I caught a lot of heat for it when I said leaving the
you
Browns.
You catch heat for everything you say.
That is
so
true. You know,
new.
I'm starting to realize, man, I may be flammable. Who knows? It's pretty crazy. I'm really a nice guy, by the way. But, you know, to be winning in the way that we're winning, man, just the camaraderie. And it's just an awesome feeling right now. And I think that everybody in this building is excited about what's to come. And, you know, you don't like to look at the future, but, man, it's so exciting to think about the future. Like, hey, we realistically could be playing games in January, let alone here at the bank. So, I mean, that's an exciting time for sure.
I got to figure it's just a different feeling. Everybody talks about the rookie wall, but I've always thought that for a team that's struggling, there's sort of a veteran wall in December where you just don't feel like getting in that car in the morning at 6:30. You do it because you're a professional.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to be fun coming to work.
Oh, absolutely. I think that, you know, compared to last year, and I'm not wanting to compare, but, you know, around this time, it's, you know, guys are sitting here thinking about offseason plans and, like, man, like another practice.
Right.
You know, it's just
it's
like blah,
nature.
Blah, blah.
Sure.
And, like, now it's exciting. It's exciting that we have a game Sunday with so much on the line, and the atmosphere is going to be crazy Sunday, I imagine. And just to be coming here playing for a purpose and with a purpose, it still makes football fun. And, you know, it makes coming to work playing and seeing the guys that you have built this bond with and coaches and it makes this thing fun. And, you know, you get in the car with a little more pep. Obviously, it's late in the season, so guys are being dinged up and whatnot. But at the end of the day, it's fun when you're winning, and that's the cure to all.
We'll get back to Seattle in a second. But first, over to Ashlyn for some questions from social.
Yes, we're going to start off on Instagram from Chase Chance 7. How are you and the defense planning on stopping Russell Wilson this week?
That's $1 million question, right?
That is the $1 million question I've been asked all week. To me, honestly, the biggest thing that we got to do is obviously keep him in the pocket, contain him as much as possible. And when he get the ball in the air, the DBs, we got to kind of pretty much make plays on the ball. But the simplest answer to that is just be us. Play Jaguar defense. And I think if we play Jaguar defense, it doesn't matter who's that quarterback, who's that running back or receiver. I think we can limit pretty much anybody in the National Football League.
Now, you were good talking about him yesterday in the locker room. He's like a video game, isn't he?
Yeah.
And people say that about guys all the time. But this guy's the real deal in terms of being able to create something out of nothing.
100%. I think that he's probably the most dangerous, if not one of the most dangerous quarterbacks in the National Football League because of what he can do with his legs and his arm. A lot of people fail to realize that when he's scrambling around, he's not scrambling to run. He's scrambling to throw the ball. You know,
most dangerous kind of scramble.
Most dangerous kind of guy, man, because when a guy scrambles to throw instead of scrambling to run, I mean, those are dangerous guys. And you see it time and time again where a guy might start scrambling and you kind of lax off in coverage and he throw a 50-yard bomb, 60-yard bomb. And it's just the Achilles heel to a lot of defenses because because if you think about it, man, defensive backs, we're not designed to cover for six, seven, right. 8 seconds.
I mean, anything just over five, you're in trouble.
Yeah, right. Anything over five, I mean, you know, it's fair game at that point. So this guy, I've seen plays where he's extended plays 10, 11 seconds mm-hmm. and threw a 65-yard bomb. And those are the type of plays that keep you up at night. And I'm sure as coaches, it's definitely keeping those guys up at night as well.
So it sounds like a game where – when we're talking in the locker room after, you're going to be as mentally exhausted as you are physically because you got to be on it every play, right?
100%. And I was talking to Barry Church today about it, and I said, man, how does this guy don't get tired?
Right.
I mean, he will scramble five plays in a row, you know, collectively running 50 yards each play before he throw the ball or throw it away, and he come back and do it all over again. It's just like physically it's going to be an exhausting game. Mm-hmm. But you think mentally because, you know, obviously they're still one of the better offenses in the National Football League, so you got to prepare for them in that situation. But, I mean, a physical game, is going to be definitely a physical part. They're a tough team, right. Obviously, but so much running around, man. It's just for the defensive line, those guys, some of those guys not built to be chasing guys that run 4.5 40s around
Marcel
all day.
Marcel Darius, built for that?
I don't know if that's in his repertoire, but, you know, I believe in those guys up front, make no mistake about it. But, you know, it's going to be a challenge mm-hmm. for us from a physical standpoint because of what they bring to the table. But we embrace the challenge and we're excited about it.
I got you. Ashlyn, back to you.
All right, staying here on Instagram from Braden Jenkins 48 to you, who is the biggest leader in the locker room?
Oh, man, the biggest leader, I would say, personally, it would be a toss-up between Mercedes Lewis and Calais Campbell. I think that Mercedes Lewis, he's that quiet, savvy, cool. Like, he's the cool guy, man. You could tell he always grew up. He was a cool guy in high school, cool guy in college. But, you know, his presence is known when he's in the locker room, and you take heed to the things that he's saying. Calais, obviously, is a more vocal guy, more vocal leader. So it would be hard for me to say either one. I would have to go with both of them, man, because both of those guys have profound effects on the locker room.
Was that what happened this offseason, meaning Calais gets here, and it's hard for a guy to come in and automatically feel like he's been here a decade.
Right.
But when you're around that guy, you've been around guys who've been on a team for a long time. It's like he defines the locker room. But it strikes me there's more than that. This team came together in an unbelievable fashion in the offseason. More reasons than just him, right?
Yeah, 100%. I would think that it'd be unjust and unfair to a lot of other guys who had moving parts in this, the turnaround far as the locker room camaraderie and things like that. Make no mistake about it, I think Calais has been huge because he's just a positive guy. And, you know, the things that he say, he goes out there and he back it up. And anytime that you have a leader who's a vocal guy but go out and still be able to provide and back it up with his play and, you know, his practice habits and things like that, it's hard not to respect a guy like that. It's hard not to kind of give him that extra ear because you believe in what he's saying because he's going out there and doing it. But I think it's a lot of guys, man.
Is Barry the same guy pretty
Church
much?
Church is the same guy, and I don't think people give Church enough credit, man. You got to think relatively our defensive back group is still, I wouldn't say young, but we're still young guys, man. We got young guys in that room. You know, one of our better players on the team is one of the younger guys on the team. And I think a guy like Church, you know, he definitely brought in something different, man. You compare, you know, Jalen's, some of the immaturities he was dealing with last year compared to this year. And, you know, obviously those are him growing up as a man.
Right.
But, you know, I think that Church has something to do with that, man, just bringing us as a DB group together because, you know, he's a mature veteran guy who's had success in this league. And, you know, I think that we lean upon him on just, you know, a lot of things more than just his knowledge on football, man, just life. And I think that that's been a lot of different moving parts. You know, Calais definitely is a huge part, but you got to leave guys like Church and people like that who came here and they've been definitely stepping up in the leadership role.
Ashlyn has more from social.
More from Instagram. Duval Dapper, who do you think will end up with the most picks on the defense by next season?
Oh, man. I would have to say either between me or probably me. So that's 339s. I think that me, honestly.
Fair enough.
All right. Ashlyn, we'll stick with you.
One more from Instagram. Tyler Oles, how many tattoos do you have, and what is one that has significance to you?
Oh, man. If I would probably be, if I have to tell you about every tattoo, it'll probably go past a lot of the kids' bedtimes, man. I have too many to count, but, you know, honestly, my most meaningful tattoo, I would have to say it's probably a portrait of my mother's face. My mother is like my best friend. You know, I love her to death. And, you know, after my mom beat cancer, man, it was just a dedication to her because, you know, it's just something that I cherish her so much that, you know, I got it on my left tricep. And, you know, just my most meaningful tattoo because, you know, that's pretty much the apple of my eye besides my beautiful baby girl. So, you know, I would have to say that would be my most meaningful tattoo.
Now, how into your career is she, Mom? I mean, every game, you're on the phone with her afterwards. Oh, yeah, I mean, is that kind of relationship?
Yeah, we got like a routine. Like, okay. I don't talk to nobody on game day. Nobody calls my phone. Only my mother. I can't call her. She have to call me.
She can call you before the game.
She's the only one that calls me. Ooh, she calls me literally every game at 9:15 my time, 8:15 her time, okay, right before she go to church. And we just talk. We don't talk about nothing football. We literally just talk about life, everything that's happening back home. And, you know, it's just a calmness over me. And, you know, she always get off the phone, let me know, like, you know, you're the best in the league. Go out there and do it. And I think that it's been like this since I've been in college. We just started this, and it's just like she keeps me calm, man. You know, the game itself, man, is such a high adrenaline game. But, you know, talking to my mom before the games, every game, and it's like clockwork at 9:15. If she don't call me, something's not right. You know, it's just been our ritual, man, and she's so into it. She'll be out here, so she probably be one of the louder fans out there Sunday. So it's always
is she
exciting.
At most of the games?
She comes. She's been at pretty much every home game itself, and maybe two. One maybe. But you know, she's definitely into it, man, and she's my biggest supporter.
Now, does she break it down after? I mean, is she your coach too?
She'll let me know. Like, you know, like honestly, right, man, a little thing, man, that drives me. You know, last year she told me, she said, "Son, you know, you obviously your mother wants you to believe that you're the best, and that's their job." But she said, "You know, son, this gonna be our year. We never gonna have a year like last year." And I looked at it and I promised. I said, "Mama, we'll never have a year like last year, man." So, you know, individually, I personally try to go out there and be the best person I can for the organization. But I always remember that conversation me and Mama had back in May, for sure.
That's very cool. We're going to go rapid fire with Ashlyn now.
Yes, we have a few Facebook questions to get in here from the Facebook Live post. Gary Williams, Gip, if you could play any other position, what would it be?
It would be wide receiver because I probably have the best hands on the football team.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, bold statement, but it's the truth.
He said modestly.
True.
Melinda Boyd, what music do you listen to before the game?
I listen to slow R&B rap. I mean, slow R&B songs. I don't like to listen to rap. Again, I like to keep my adrenaline down, so I like to be calm before I go to the field. So, fun fact, man, my favorite artist to listen to, honestly, is Trey Songz. So, slow R&B before the games.
Is it all new school? Any old school?
I like old school. I was just listening to some Cameo the other day, man. Cameo Candy. That's actually a pretty cool song. Although it's a pretty hype song. It's an old school 1980s kind of song, but I do like my old school songs for sure.
All right. Amelia Islands Boards. If you weren't playing football, what other career would you have chosen?
You know, honestly, I wanted to be a coach because obviously I like the game of football. But besides of coach, I always thought firefighters was a really cool job. I've had a chance to. My uncle is a firefighter down in Dallas. So I've always, you know, looked up to him and thought that those type of things was cool. So definitely a firefighter for sure.
Ashlyn?
Well, we have one about who's your favorite musical artist, and you already said that.
Well, he's not my favorite musical artist, though.
No? Who's your favorite?
My favorite is
Only
Future.
Only pregame, right?
Only pregame, but you know, Monday through Saturday night, now it's Future all day. So let's clear that up. It's Future for sure.
Future for sure. Okay.
Yeah. There's been so much talk this week, and I talked to you in the locker room yesterday, and you said it ain't a statement game, and I said maybe just a little bit of a statement game. Right. You said it was. Right. I mean, what does this game mean in terms of that? It's the Seahawks. You've been in the NFL long enough to know what they mean.
Yeah.
There is an element of that, correct?
100%. And, you know, I hope that, you know, that they, at the end of the day, we all know what's at stake right now. And for us to win this game, it's going to be huge for us, for our morale, for our confidence, more than anything. You beat a team like Pittsburgh, and you turn around and beat a team like Seattle. I think it's going to be huge for us. And, you know, like I said, statement game. I don't think that our mind is training ourselves to say, hey, man, it's a statement game because we feel like we're one of the better teams in the National Football League. But I'll be also lying to you if I said that this is not a, you know, somewhat of a statement game. So, but if y'all could not tell Jalen that I said that, then I appreciate that for sure.
You pretty much just let him do what he does.
Let him do what he does.
I got you. Ashlyn, back to you for a few more.
A few more. I have one from myself. I've been told that you are quite the Snapchatter and like to snap yourself rapping. What was the mindset behind that?
When we leave here, you got to tell me who threw me under the bus. But I wouldn't quite call myself quite the Snapchatter. Yeah, I am. But, you know, I take that back. Besides a firefighter, I could have been a rapper or a singer. Maybe one of the two. I think that I'm a talented guy vocally. So if y'all don't follow my Snapchat, y'all could get a dose of it a little bit. But look, hey, I'm good at what I do. I'm telling you that right now. But whoever threw me under the bus, tell them that game on for sure.
So what can't you do? You can play receiver. You can rap. You can fight fires. I mean, is there?
I'll tell you what I can't do.
What are your limits?
I can't swim, and I can't be around dogs. I'm not a dog person. I can't swim. So I guess that would be my kryptonite. And, you know, other than that, man, I'm pretty much
Superman.
A-plus on pretty much life. So, you know, just keep me away from water, man.
Or dogs. Fine.
Or water dogs. Got it.
And then, you know, I'm a superhero.
All right. I'll take note of that. All right. We have three more rapid fires from Facebook.
Okay.
Perio Bell, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food is French fries. I can eat French fries with anything on earth. I like French fries, love French fries. I wish they could be part of my diet. Unfortunately, they can't, but French fries for sure.
So none in season, right? I mean, like you're
– rarely. Like I might go to Ruth Chris and then my son might have some fries and I might be like, man, give me one or two. Yeah, like, they won't. It's not – two or three fries won't hurt me. Five or six maybe won't hurt me, you know. But French fries are my weakness for sure.
I hear you. Ashley?
All right. AJ Clark says, we can't really tell. Is Fournette funny or not?
Fournette is probably one of the funnier guys on the team. And I think that when he first got here, I said the same thing. I said, man, is this guy funny or is he just weird, right? Like, you know, you can't tell which one is the other. But the more I got to know him, I said, man, this dude is the funniest. He's the funniest guy on the team by far. I mean, he don't hold back what he got to say. He's a funny guy. So once Fournette opened up to the city, man, they're going to realize, man, he's probably the funniest guy on the team.
And he's his own guy, right? I
mean, own guy, yeah.
Some rookies have a tough time coming in and being themselves.
Right.
He struck me as a guy who came in immediately and didn't mind being himself. It shows
100%. Maturity, I think that, you know, obviously he's a mature guy. He got a couple of kids. I think that obviously helps speed up the maturity process. But, yeah, he's his own guy, man. He wasn't coming in here trying to latch on to anything and anybody. He came here with his own mindset. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, accepting coaching and accepting leadership, but he still was his own guy when it came down to it. And you got to respect a young guy like that. And that's why he's the type of player he is, and that's why he's the type of person he is.
One final thing before we close. The defensive backs, I've heard you talk and I've heard the other five talk about the relationship and the closeness.
Yeah.
It strikes me that it's something that doesn't happen all the time.
Right.
What happened there and why are you guys so close? And I guess what's it like to be a part of that?
Oh, man, I think that this is probably the most special group I've ever been a part of. The bond, man, that we got, and it's just, you know, everybody have a different personality, but they gel so well. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Jalen is that 15-year-old kid. Like, you can't, sometimes you can't have a serious conversation with him because you know, you need a guy like him around, man, because nobody wants to be serious all the time, man. We play a physical sport like this, man. You need a guy like Jalen, and you know,
Boye is the opposite.
Boye is just,
he's like 45 years old.
He's a quiet, like you know, a stay at home dad kind of guy. You know, I'm kind of like in the middle again. You know, I'm kind of like that middle. Church, honestly, people don't give Church enough credit, man. Church is a funny dude, man. Church just let him fire, man, and he's a solid dude, and you know AC just all around, you know, a good dude, man. I think that our personalities gel so well, man, that's why we are the way we are, man. These are guys who you know, when I get married, or if they get married, like I'll be in their wedding, they'll be at my wedding. Like, these are brothers for life for me, honestly, and I think that it's pretty cool to develop this type of relationship, man. This type of stuff don't happen often in the league, and, you know, especially be a part of something like this.
Well, it's cool to cover you. It's cool to watch you guys. I know fans love watching you guys, and I appreciate you doing this today.
Man. I appreciate y'all for having me.
That's Deshaun Gibson. Over to you, Ashton.
Yes, thank you to Sean for joining us on Ozone Live and to all the fans that tuned in. If you want to send Sean to the Pro Bowl, remember to go to jaguars.com/Pro Bowl. And a new thing we have going on Twitter is hashtag Pro Bowl Vote and tag Sean, who is now recently back on Twitter. And be sure to join us next Thursday for the next Ozone Live.